We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Well, alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday. We come to you live and direct. And yes, everything is working this morning. So we come to you live and direct from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard here in Las Vegas, Nevada, your gaming capital of the world. And from the South Point Studios at the YouTube South Point Studio Streaming Network, we welcome you to the show this morning. On a cold, cold morning here in Las Vegas, 33 degrees right now outside. Wow. And we're only going to get up to 56. These are going to be the parameters now for the next, for the foreseeable future here in Las Vegas. I'd say for the next 7 days, you're going to get down in the high 20s to low 30s overnight and in the mid to high 50s and maybe into 60 as daytime highs. As long as we don't have any wind, that's okay. But when you get that wind in there, it's going to be a lot of wind chill. So keep that in mind if you're planning on a small weekend trip here in Las Vegas. Always fast, firm, and perfect, though, in the race books. You know that. And, of course, we want to welcome everybody listening on the local radio station here in town that we have, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, that came into play big time yesterday when we had some of the snafus at the beginning of the show. So if you're running around town here early this morning, welcome to the show via the radio. And, of course, Our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global. iPhone, Android, Google phone, you can get your apps there, the KSHP app. Of course, you can listen to the radio station and the YouTube app. You can watch and listen on the YouTube app on your devices as well as, well, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We welcome you to the show, however, wherever, whenever, to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. All right, weather continues to be the big story in horse racing right now. And the fires in Southern California, the fires, they had another eruption of fires in Southern California over the evening, over the last couple of days. And I got to tell you that they're saying that it's not so much now the Santa Ana winds, but the extreme dry brush that's around Southern California because they've been in a drought. So they're getting a lot of different variables coming in like a perfect storm. And so we're watching those fires again in Southern California. As far as the rest of the country, everybody's just cold. It's just darn right cold, man. Going from in the northern part of our country where it usually is cold, but that Arctic drop is dropping right through the Gulf of America there with the cold temperatures in Texas, Louisiana, down in the south, the panhandle of Florida. And of course, up in New York, where Mr. Hardoon is at, he chuckles when I said it's cold here at 33 degrees because that would be a high up there where he's at. But in any case, it's just cold around the country. So we have a possibility of cancellations from either the fires or the cold weather. Now, here's the good news so far today on this Friday. No cancellations so far today as we see on the racing menu. No cancellations on the racing menu. However, the fairgrounds and both Gulfstream Park and the fairgrounds are off the turf today. Those turf races will come off the turf today at both the fairgrounds and at Gulfstream Park. And now here's another bugaboo that's coming into play later on today. Seems like the weather forecasts have it that it might there might be in rain in Southern California around, although the fires need the rain, no doubt about that. There is a risk of having a cancellation at Santa Anita if the rains came too hard. And I got to tell you, switching a day off at Santa Anita in exchange for the rains to put out the fires is just okay by me. So you might have a situation there in Southern California with the rains coming in there. And Gulfstream Park in Florida, down on the southern tip of Florida, there's a possibility of some rain there tomorrow as well. Don't want to knock out that card because Gulfstream Park has a super card of the Pegasus World Cup day. You got the Pegasus World Cup, the original Pegasus World Cup. You got the Pegasus World Cup turf, and you got the Pegasus World Cup turf, filly and mare turf, plus seven other stakes races. Overall, two grade ones, two grade twos, and three more grade threes out of the 10 stakes races tomorrow at Gulfstream Park. Oaklawn Park has a big day of racing tomorrow as well. As you know, the Southwest Stakes, part of the Kentucky Derby leaderboard points, that 20 points up for grabs there tomorrow in the Southwest. And that is, of course, part of the Arkansas Derby series of racing down there at Oaklawn Park. They have six stakes races there, including the one grade three. And, of course, Aqueduct will have and Turfway Park. Aqueduct and Turfway Park will have a stakes race apiece. Laurel will have a couple of stakes races, and Santa Anita will host a grade two if they go. So right now, what we're hoping for is some great weather down there at Gulfstream Park and around Oaklawn Park, because tomorrow's Saturday, the major racing is going to be concentrated at Oaklawn Park and at Gulfstream Park yesterday. So let's keep our fingers crossed about that, okay? No cancellations so far today around the country. And as far as top payoffs yesterday, well, I can tell you this. Charlestown, they hit the pick six jackpot. Pick six jackpot, the dollar amount, the pick six jackpot paid $102,665.80. They took it down last night at Charlestown. Turfway Park had a pick, 50-cent pick five. They paid $27,229.07. Charlestown's pick five amongst that pick six, the pick five there paid $11,933.50. Turfway Park's pick six jackpot for 20 cents away paid $10,288.83. And Aqueduct's pick six, the dollar pick six there, paid $9,237.50. Some of the top payouts yesterday around the country. And as far as the carryovers today, of course, you still got that big, big, big pick six jackpot carryover, the rainbow carryover going on at Gulfstream Park. And Turf Paradise, they haven't hit that yet either. 200,000 plus there. And Turfway Park, although they hit the one of the top payoffs in the pick six at Turfway Park was yesterday. It wasn't a single ticket, so they still have that pick six jackpot carryover going on at Turfway Park, exceeding $100,000 there as well. Well, congratulations to all of the Eclipse Award winners. Last night was the big Eclipse Award show coming from Florida, there near Gulfstream Park. And it was a typical award show. Everybody got up there and said a few things, et cetera, and the big congression of thank yous that came along with all of the winners. But here's how it went last night, in case you missed it, as far as the awards were, the Eclipse Awards. First of all, two-year-old male, Citizen Bull, got it with an overwhelming 204 first-place wins. For two-year-old filly, Immersive, she got 202 first-place ballots. For the three-year-old male, Sierra Leone won the three-year-old male with 169 first-place finishes, and Fierceness got 34 ballots. He finished in second. Three-year-old filly was unanimous. All 208 votes were for Torpedo Anna. The older dirt male, National Treasure, gets that. 148 votes there. Full Sereno was second at 19 votes in the older dirt male. Older dirt female, Idiomatic got it with 144 first place votes over Raging Sea with 38 and Adair Manor at 23. In the male sprinter, Straight No Chaser, who won obviously the Breeders' Cup Sprint, got that award with 125 first place votes. Cogburn was second with 38. The Chosen Vron, that legend in Southern California, finished third at 23. Female sprinter, Soul of an Angel, 168 top votes there. Sweet Azteca got 11, and Ways and Means got 10. And then as far as the other awards, the male turf horse, Rebel's Romance, ekes it out. Rebel's Romance got 89 first-place votes, just 8 more than Johannes, who finished second with 81. I think they both should have got it. Carl Speckler got 15 first-place votes in that category. Male turf horse was really competitive. In the female turf horse, Mora wins it at 176 first-place votes over She Feels Pretty, who finished second with 21 votes. Steeplechase horse, almost unanimous. Snap Decision got it with 182 top votes. Closest one was Kaloon, who finished second there with 7. The owners, Godolphin, 193 votes there, running away for the owner Eclipse. As far as the breeder is concerned, Godolphin did that too with 176 first place votes. The trainer, it came down to guys like Bob Baffert, Steve Asmussen, Brad Cox, Kenny McPeak, and Chad Brown. In the end, the winner of the Eclipse Award for Trainer of the Year, Chad Brown, with 101 first place votes. Kenny McPeak got 88. Brad Cox got 9. As far as the jockey was concerned, I don't think there was any doubt that Flavian Pratt was going to get it. He did in a big way. Flavian Pratt was named jockey, Eclipse Award winning jockey, with 202 first place votes. Irid Ortiz was second with 5. And Brian Hernandez got 1. Apprentice jockey, Eric Asmussen, 168 first place votes there. And as far as horse of the year, Sierra Leone, 5 first place votes. Fierceness, 10 first place votes. And the horse of the year, the Eclipse horse of the year for 2024, was Torpedo Anna with 193 first place votes. Congratulations to all of them and the awards ceremony last night in Miami. Okay. Got to find out what happened with Laurel River today. We'll get that from John Lindo. And as far as the California fires, the California Fire Base, their base operations, their big base operations in Southern California. The fire department has moved that base operations from the Rose Bowl to the parking lot at Santa Anita. So now the big, California Fire Base camp is at Santa Anita. So we can congratulate them on that. And as far as yesterday's card at Santa Anita, I'll leave that for a moment. Kazuchi Kimura will be out now 4 weeks. He has been day by day, but Kazuchi Kimura, who had that gate incident on the 16th of January with his leg, he's going to be out 4 weeks to mend his leg. So Kazuchi Kimura is out 4 weeks now from that injury that he got in the gate on the 16th at Santa Anita. And if you're looking ahead to get out of this cold weather and start thinking about the summertime and maybe some good weather at the beach, well, keep this in mind. Del Mar will start its 31-day meet on July 18th. Just giving you something to think about. That's for sure. All right, let's take a look at what happened yesterday. As I said, Santa Anita. I have one word for the experience that I had watching the races yesterday at Santa Anita. That word was nauseating. I mean, really. First race winner, 520. Second race winner, 560. Third race winner, 320. By the way, that was a reverse for Jerry J. Jerry J's main horse finished second in that race, but he did get the connectors there. So if you had it, you did Jerry's Place in reverse, you got the dollar exacted of $3.90 and the dollar trifecta of $10.10, a 320 winner there. Fourth race, ooh my, a $6 winner in the fourth race. And the fifth race winner, $4.80. Five consecutive favorites winning at Santa Anita. I don't even want to tell you about what the pick four and pick five paid. We move on. Sixth race, $2.80 for the winner there. That was Jeff Mullen's second win, by the way. Or I should say his first of two wins on the day was the sixth race winner, Spotted Haze, paying $2.80. It was already Juan Hernandez's third win on the day in that sixth race. So he won three of the first six races, all on the favorites. Then the seventh race came. That winner paid $2.80. Juan Hernandez again aboard. So Juan Hernandez won four of the first seven races, all with favorites. Eighth race, $5 even. Juan Hernandez riding that horse. So Juan Hernandez wins five of the first eight races, all with favorites. That was also Mike Pipey's second win of the day. And in the ninth and final race, finally, the winner paid $11.40. The final pick five pay, by the way, with that $11.40 winner, thank goodness, paid $53.30. The pick six paid $503.60. The favorites won the first seven races of the nine races on the card. And overall, 50% winners in favorites through Thursday at Santa Anita. Through yesterday at Santa Anita, 50% of all of the races were won by favorites. 68 favorites winning out of 136 contested races so far. For a guy who doesn't like favorites that much, it was nauseating. All right, Aqueduct yesterday. A little bit better at Aqueduct, especially in the first pick five, the early pick five. 1640, 480. That 480 winner was Liscano and Linda Rice happening again. That was in the second race. Then you had a 1560, a $6.90 winner, courtesy of Jonathan Hardoon yesterday. He gave us that fourth race winner at Aqueduct. She's Fascinating, who got a great trip by Jose Liscano. That was Liscano's second win on the day, trained by Tony Dutro. Winner there paid $6.90, which looked huge on the day yesterday around the country. So thanks, Jonathan Hardoon, for that. And the fifth race winner paid $8.80. So you put all of those prices together, and the pick five at Aqueduct yesterday paid $3,376.25, the early pick five yesterday at Aqueduct. Manny Franco and Brad Cox got together to win the sixth race with the favorite at $3.60. And then Eric Cancel capped off the last two races, winning the seventh at $21.80. And the eighth with Bill Mott paying $6.10. Overall, the pick six yesterday at Aqueduct paid $9,237.50. Gulfstream Park yesterday, they were off the turf, obviously. And as far as the races were concerned, the early pick five paid $966. Safi Joseph and Drayden Van Dyke got together for the filthy chalk winner of the sixth race, paying $240. Mark Cassie had a couple of wins on the day. Mark Cassie's first win with Dylan Davis, they got together and won the seventh race at $620. Jonathan Ardoon's horse finished second. All I can tell you, folks, it was a heartbreaking miss for that horse there. Did all the work, but got nailed by Davis's horse and Cassie's horse in that seventh race, paying $620. Looked like a winner every step but the final one for Jonathan Tardoon's pick in that race. And then we got the final race of the day, the ninth race. Dylan Davis and Mark Cassie got together again, so they won two races together yesterday. That ninth race winner paid $12 even. Pick six, $735.88. And as far as Oaklawn yesterday, well, the early pick five only paid $162, but the final pick five, $37.20, $13.80, $19.60, $3.60, and $14.60. Final pick five at Oaklawn yesterday, $7,763.45. Ramon Vasquez had a couple of wins yesterday at Oaklawn Park. And that's about the way it went yesterday around the country. But we're looking ahead for better days on this Friday with as far as payoffs and winners on the show. We have our handicapper standing by, Jonathan Hardoon. Of course, Jerry Jackowitz will be with us. He gave us a reverse play, and Jonathan gave us a winner yesterday, along with John Lendo, Rich Ang, and, of course, your racing menu, which is coming up right after this first break. So don't go away. We'll be back on this Friday show. Get chatting out there. Get chatting on the chat box at the Race Day Las Vegas page on YouTube. Just go there. If you haven't subscribed already, do that, because subscription is free, and that'll allow you to chat away on the chat box. And they're chatting away today there. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday. And we're going to get ready to give you the menu as far as the country is concerned. Looks pretty good right now around the country. But remember, we're talking about possible rain in Southern California and around Gulfstream in Florida for tomorrow. But that's tomorrow. As far as today, it looks pretty good around the country, except for the cold temperatures. It's really that simple. Miami's only going to get the 57 degrees today. 57 in Miami today. Gives you the idea of how wide sweeping and how low this Arctic front goes. New York's going to top out at 35, Chicago at 22. You get the picture. Phoenix, Arizona, 70 degrees. And in Southern California, they say it's going to be 75 with a chance of rain, and they need it there for those fires. And again, here in Las Vegas, we're going to top out at 56 degrees. Okay, here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook. Simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. I want to remind you, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times that roll out right in that race book, right behind the studio here on the main floor here at the South Point. We are in the Pacific time zone. If you're in any one of those multitude of time zones around the world, please adjust from your specific time zone to whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone, so you don't miss anything like I miss. Yeah. Okay, here we go. We begin with Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has eight races, and they have a pick six jackpot carryover, $16,146. Their first post time is at 9:15. And also at 9:15 today is Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a carryover in their Pick 6 jackpot of $2,023. And the first post time of Tampa Bay Downs for nine races also, as I say, at 9:15. Next up comes Gulfstream Park. Off the turf today at Gulfstream, which means that the fifth race, the seventh race, and the ninth race are off the turf already at Gulfstream. No turf racing today at Gulfstream. Those races will be moved to the Tapita synthetic footing, and the other races that are scheduled on the dirt stays there. First post time at Gulfstream is 9:20. Their big Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover stands at $329,997. A biggie today at Gulfstream. First post time is at 9:20. Laurel Park has nine races today. They've got a small Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $1,214. And nine races, first post time is at 9:25. Then we go to the Big A, Aqueduct in New York. Aqueduct, it's sunny, 29 degrees. The track is fast, however, at Aqueduct. No carryovers, of course, today at the Big A. Eight races and a first post time at Aqueduct today is at 10:10 at Aqueduct. Oaklawn Park has 10 races today. Their first post time is at 10:30 at Oaklawn Park. Fairgrounds, off the turf today at Fairgrounds, which means races 3, 5, and 7 will be transferred to the main track. No turf racing today at Fairgrounds. Fairgrounds has a first post time for eight races set at 10:45. Sunland Park has nine races today. Sunland Park has a super high five carryover there of $3,016 and a first post time at Sunland at 11:25 for their nine race card. Turf Paradise, they've got nine races. First two races will be quarter horses. The last seven will be thoroughbreds, and they got a nice Pick 6 jackpot carryover going there. Turf Paradise jackpot Pick 6 carryover, $200,594. First post time Turf Paradise today, 11:25. Then we get to Santa Anita, home of the favorite, it seems, right now. Santa Anita has nine races today. Their first post time is set at 12:30 at Santa Anita today. And right now, everything is set and ready to go there at Santa Anita. Delta Downs has nine races. Their first post time at Delta is set at 2:50 at Delta Downs. Turfway Park continues with full fields. They got 10 races and full fields today. They have one of those makeup stakes races today. The $125,000 likely exchange stakes is the sixth and featured today at Turfway. At a mile for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, a field of 11 to be four scratches. 5-2 favorite there is Earnhardt with Luis Contreras aboard. First post time, Turfway is 2:55. And their Pick 6 jackpot carryover at Turfway Park today, $119,994. First post time, 2:55. Charlestown wraps it up today. Charlestown, after that big payoff in the jackpot yesterday, it starts anew today at zero. First post time at Charlestown today for eight races is set at 4 p.m. And that is your racing menu for this Friday. Time to go out to Jonathan Ardoon, where it's just as cold, colder, where Jonathan is at than it is here. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm fine. Wait, give me the temperature. Let me feel bad.
It's in the 20s, it's really cold. I don't even bother looking. I just open the porch door. I see it's freezing, and I close it, and that's it.
And I would imagine that your pets don't want to go outside either.
Nobody wants to go out.
All right, let me ask you this. You know, when I did the recap of Santa Anita, I used the word nauseating, and that was my personal appearance, impression yesterday. I just thought, really, it's getting to where, you got 280 horses that are winning, on a regular basis.
Yes. $50 pick fives, $50 pick fives. Last week they had a $2.20 pick three, if you remember. I mean, it's brutal. It's really the quality of racing, Ralph, not too good.
Well, let's just take a step back and maybe say the quality of racing hasn't changed that much. But because they're allowing the CAWs to get in there, horses that would be favorites and would pay around $580, something like that, are now paying $280. Is that the problem?
It's part of the problem. I mean, the fact that they're running the Northern California, they're running like two races a day that those horses would be running up there. Mm-hmm. Originally, I thought it would be a good idea, but every one of those races is won by a horse that's a huge favorite. You know, I don't know. They're pretty smart, I guess. They know the good ones better than we do, but they always seem to land on it. And you're right. Combine that with the CAW, they're going to just chase people away, to be honest with you.
Because, you know, I don't mind favorites winning. I said I'll put up with them. You know, I don't mind them. I really don't like it. But whatever the case may be, it is what it is in horse racing. But when you have favorites that should pay maybe, you know, $4.80, $5, $6.20, something like that, and they're paying $2.80, that bottoms out any chance a regular Joe like us playing the races has an opportunity of making any money.
The other problem is our favorites are winning at over 50%. It's unheard of. You never see that. 30%, 33% is where it tops out. Well, over 50%?
No, no. What John Lindo texted me and said it was he did the tally after the last race last night. He said 51% so far at Santa Anita. I mean, man,
that's over 50%.
Yeah, yes, it is. It is over 50%. But nevertheless, I mean, you know, it's almost like betting sports these days.
No, it's a lot worse than betting sports.
All right. Well, you had that huge, huge payoff. The big winner, $6.90 yesterday for us. At least we got some money out of that. And I got to tell you, that horse that got beat at Gulfstream, it looked every part a winner right up until the final jump. Aren't you glad Dylan Davis went to the Gulfstream?
Yeah, he sent me a text. It was hilarious. He's doing unbelievable Ralph. He really is.
He's doing a great
job.
He's
doing better there than he did in New York, and he's riding against all the big boys there.
Yeah, yeah. He snapped us yesterday, but he's doing very well down there. Well, you know, we've got let's hope we've got good weather for the Gulfstream and Oaklawn Park races. It looks like Oaklawn will be okay. It'll be cold there, but Oaklawn will be okay. But there's a little bit of possibility of a small storm going right down towards the end there where Gulfstream Park is at in Hollandale Beach, Florida. So we'll wait and see about that. But in the meantime, that looks like the two big centers for big, nice racing cards tomorrow.
Yeah, and by the way, Sunday, Gulfstream will have a mandatory payout in their pick six if it's not hit today or tomorrow, and it's going to be a big pot. And as far as the awards last night, the only horse that I think they made a mistake on was Johannes. I really thought that horse was going to win. You know, I mean, he did everything you could do, he just got snapped, I guess.
Well, you know something, Jonathan, out of all of the categories, that was not only the toughest, but the closest call as far as the vote count was concerned.
Yeah, you could have made a case for, I guess, a couple of them. I just thought Johannes deserved it.
And the two runaway winners were obviously Torpedo Anna and the three-year-old fillies. So she got it all. And Flavian Pratt for the jockeys. And I'm glad to see that Torpedo Anna won a horse of the year as well. No big surprises there. Hey, let's get started. Let's get some. Build upon that $6.90 winner yesterday.
All right, let's look at Aqueduct's third race today, Ralph. And I love the number two horse in here, Bromido. Bromido's a five-year-old gelding from the Linda Rice barn. She's using Shahin Savici a lot the last couple of weeks. Well, she's certainly giving him a chance. This guy came down from Canada to spend the winter here.
Yeah.
And he's really doing a terrific job. I think he's got about 15 wins already at the meet. And I like number two, Bromido, 7-2 on the morning line to win today's third race out at Aqueduct.
You know, that is a competitive race. It's a seven-horse race, but only six betting entries because there's a coupled entry. But by virtue of the morning line, no horse is higher than 8-1 on the morning line in that race. So you might very well hold that price of Bromido. Third race, the two-horse Bromido will break from the rail, but he's saddle cloth and bet number two, the two Bromido in the third race at Aqueduct. Where are we going next?
Let's go to Gulfstream, look at race number five, which will now be run on Tapita. And the number one horse in here, Boston Rose, couldn't be happier that this race came off the grass because she loves the Tapita track. Jack Sisterson sends out this five-year-old mare. Rider switch today to Frankie Dettori, 6-1 on the morning line. I like number one, Boston Rose, as a single in today's early pick five out at Gulfstream Park.
And make note of the fact, folks, that Jonathan Ardoon does not like or like the pick horses on that synthetic racetrack, but he comes big aboard this horse today in the fifth race, number one, Boston Rose. Frankie Dettori at 6-1. That's your play in the fifth race at Gulfstream, duly noted. And we'll wrap it up at Santa Anita.
Santa Anita, let's look at race number five. And I like the number seven horse in here, Brazenly. Brazenly's a seven-year-old gelding from the Dan Ascarata barn. Edwin Maldonado aboard to ride. He's listed at 3-1 on the morning line, but full field of nine. And listen, I'm sure he'll be close to the favorite, but I like this horse. He's really in top form now. Number seven, Brazenly, wins today's fifth race out at Santa Anita.
Jonathan, our people got you as picking in the fourth race. Did you change?
Oh, I did. I wasn't sure.
We were sent in the fourth race.
Oh, yeah, Pineapple Juice. Okay, so they're going to get two today, right?
Ah, We got you. Good. I got one more out of them, folks. In the fourth race, his original pick to us was number three, Pineapple Juice, with William Anton Georgi aboard, who's doing well on those horses from Northern California, yep, by the way, Anton Georgi is. In the fourth race, you like the three. And so because you gave us that horse, I'm going to use a double. I'm going to use a Sirocco play double from Jonathan's horses, a rolling double. Fourth race, the three. Fifth race, the seven. So we got one more out of Jonathan. Oh, man. And we got a great card tomorrow. So get set and ready to go over those stakes races for us tomorrow, okay?
Great. Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
Four sheets today from Jonathan. You've got Gulfstream, Oaklawn, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
All right. Thank you, Ralph.
Rich Ames coming up next. He's sharpening his pencil for the big, big weekend of the NFL Conference Championships. So we'll wait and see if he gives us a little bit of a preview, maybe. Well, maybe not, but he's going to give us a horse today. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village, this beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to t2t.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
My name is Carmine Givinazzo. People might know me from CSI New York. And I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children. Why is it personally important to me? I mean, my sister is NYPD. My dad was NYPD. Coming from Long Island, Staten Island, it's like a lot of, you know, cops and firefighters. So, you know, it's what I grew up around and the kind of people I know. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Quickly now, we'll go out to Rich Ang standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, we got that NFL Conference Championship for the two teams playing for the right to be one of the two teams in the Super Bowl. You got the Commanders against the Eagles, the Bills against the Chiefs. It's going to be cold no matter what because all of these stadiums are outdoors. And all I can say is I think they're good matchups. I know you're doing work now. I want to remind everybody, too, here at the South Point, they're having a big NFL conference championship party in the showroom. So if you want to join us here for the party there, it's in the showroom here at the South Point, free of charge. Just come on out and enjoy the playoffs there. Are you finalizing your selections there for the big games on Sunday?
Well, in all honesty, Ralph, I actually have tickets in my pocket already because if you remember on an earlier show this week, I mentioned how I was trying to monetize Notre Dame and my future book bet to win the national championship. And what I did was I bet 6-point teasers using both Ohio State and Notre Dame into two teams on Sunday. So the game fell 11, which was right in the sweet spot. So I'm alive with a 6-point teaser to two of the teams on Sunday.
All right. We'll find out on Sunday what they might be in your official selections there. As far as picks, you have a full sheet of selections for Santa Anita today. So where are we going?
Yeah, my horse yesterday, Ralph, the Royal Charter, you know, ran a distant second, but the winner was $2.80, as you mentioned. But the place price on Royal Charter was $6.40.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully people either, you know, win in place or, you know, bet an exact box with the chalk. But the horse ran well, ran second.
Yeah, now I'll perform that favorite big time. I'd rather get that place bet, obviously, than the win. Where are we going today?
Race two at Santa Anita is 1 mile on the main track, claiming 10,000. Mm-hmm. And a horse that's kind of got the dirty form from last time, but I can draw a line through it. Number six, Zimbal Warrior. This horse shipped out to Phoenix, the Turf Paradise, ran on the grass, ran quite frankly horrible. But if you look at the rest of the resume, this horse certainly fits very well on the main track. And class-wise, with these, I think the horse will be closing well under Edwin Maldonado. Six, Zimbal Warrior, 4-1 in the morning line in race two.
Second race at Santa Anita, number six, Zimbal Warrior. Throw out that last race. He thinks he's going to perform well today under Edwin Maldonado. The second race, the six horse, is Rich Eng's pick off of his selection sheet, which has all the races at Santa Anita today. And you can find it at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, John Leno and Jerry J, wrap it up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Burrito, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after two games.
Who's we?
Okay, me. You. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the Dogs Colts. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bump.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN. And join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of jokes, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday. I got to tell you, folks, if you haven't seen Frank Nicotero and his show Punchlines, you got to watch it right here where you're watching now on the streaming at YouTube at noon Pacific time. He is a fun guy, and certainly he'll pick up your day no matter how bad your day might be going. That's for sure. Let's go out to John Lendo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. Tell me about Laurel River.
He ran second today. He was beaten ahead in his comeback. That was a one-turn mile in Maidon City. If you remember last year when he came off the layoff, he was up the track, and then he progressed really well out of his next two races. So if he follows that same pattern, he came back in pretty good shape today, and he ought to go forward again off this comeback run. The winner was King Gold, who paid $91.
Oh, man, he got beat by a big long shot. That $91 would have encompassed every payoff yesterday at Santa Anita. That was a nauseating card, my man.
It was a very frustrating card to watch. Just, you know, there wasn't any value to be had. It looked like it might go that way. And when it started, I went, uh-oh. So we'll just scratch that one off the list and go on.
And I got to tell you, even yesterday, the first seven races all won by the dead favorites. The eighth race paid $5 even. That wasn't the favorite, but it only paid $5 even. So,
right,
you know,
that was the upset.
That
right.
was the upset. I mean, you know, oh, well, that's yesterday. We're talking about today. And of course, tomorrow, how's the weather look in Southern California for tomorrow's races?
Right now, we're good right now. It's clear. And, you know, actually down here yesterday, if you watched any of that Torrey Pines golf tournament, they actually had to stop it for about an hour and a half because of the wind.
Yeah.
The wind kicked in yesterday afternoon, but it's clear. There's no wind right now. And we're supposed to get some weather coming in sometime, you know, late Saturday into Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday's supposed to be a wet day.
All right. So we're gonna get by it tomorrow, Saturday, and as long as the fires don't get crazy, we'll be in good shape tomorrow at Santa Anita. Certainly in good shape today. Your Lindo report covers all the races today at Santa Anita. All that goody information at the bottom, the information we need, and a coast to coast pick five because they have a coast to coast pick five today. Featuring Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park, as they do on the weekends. But they have one today, and you have a coast-to-coast pick five suggestion as well. All comprehensive report on the Lindo report, all in one report, and that's available only here in the gaming capital of the world, in Las Vegas, at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, because they love horse players here. A big comprehensive sheet there. All right, let's get rid of those favorites today, John. Where are we going with the pick?
Let's go to race five today, Ralph. In the fifth race, I'll take on John Hardoon. The mile and an eighth distance here is going to be a problem for some of these horses. I don't think it will be for number three, Big George. This is a horse that didn't get a whole lot of pace last time, finished well into a slow, early, fast, late race shape, which is against his style. He had to get more pace today. The longer distance is going to help. You have Hector Berrios on here to save some ground. At 6-1 on the program, number three, Big George, I think, is the value. Race five today at Santa Anita.
Did you say Hector Berrios on a turf race? Wow. He's doing so hot on the turf right now, isn't he?
He's been fantastic. He's a difference maker, and, you know, he's a guy that can save ground, and he knows how to find a spot to get out and run, and that's what you have to do.
He reminds me of in my younger days, in my generation, Fernando Toro on the turf at Hollywood Park. But in any case, today we got Hector Berrios riding the three-horse Big George in the fifth race, the three. You and Jonathan have given me a Scirocco play now. He likes the seven, you like the three, so the Scirocco exacta box will be the 3773, but you like the three-horse Big George. Real quick, Kazuchi Kimura was day by day for a couple of days now, but now they say he's going to be out 4 weeks, right?
He's going to be out a total of 4 weeks. I don't know if that was from the time he was hurt or starting yesterday, but he will be gone for the next couple of weeks. And, you know, one man's unfortunate incident is an opportunity. He was supposed to ride Imagination, who'll be the favorite in the San Pasquale tomorrow for Bob Baffert. And with everybody out of town, Diego Herrera picks up the call for Bob Baffert. So that's a big opportunity for Herrera.
And you're right as far as getting another jockey that Baffert is used to using, because a lot of those jocks are going to be out of town between Oaklawn Park and Gulfstream Park tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we mentioned five of the guys, Hernandez, Pratt, and then Rispoli, Frisou. I forget who the other one is off the top of my head, but also Mike Smith is gone. He's actually in rehab this weekend. He and Joel Rosario riding in an international jockey competition out in Riyadh.
Yeah, something, you know, there's going to be an opportunity in Southern California for some jockeys to make hay. And Juan Hernandez, of course, did his buffer for the leading jockey yesterday with five wins out of the nine races. Wow.
Well, when the other guys are gone, that's when you would take advantage of it.
All right. Well, John, you're going to have, of course, a full sheet tomorrow the Lindo Report for Santa Anita and Gulfstream?
Two full sheets, yes. Santa Anita full card, Gulfstream Park full card. So looking forward to that, and we ought to be able to find some meat on the bone there someplace.
Man, huh? Come on, let's put yesterday aside and start anew today with some horses that can be competitive and pay prices, that's for sure. Get that Lindo Report here at the South Point. Thanks a lot, John, and we will by the way, any thoughts about the Eclipse Awards?
Very formful. Like the guy said, the only two things, maybe, you know, I was kind of rooting for Johannes to win the turf, and I would have liked to have seen Kenny McPeak win the trainer. I understand why Chad Brown won it, but McPeak won the Derby and the Kentucky Oaks the same weekend, and he won a Breeders' Cup race. That's a pretty good resume for the amount of horses he has.
Didn't they say that Kenny McPeak won the Oaks and the Derby in the same year as a trainer, and it was like almost 100 years before it was done before?
I think last time it was done in the 50s, so about 70 years.
Oh, 70 years. Okay. But still quite an accomplishment, that's for sure. All right. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Good luck today.
And now we'll go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. All you need is the horses.
And I would imagine that you you figured that Torpedo Anna would win Horse of the Year anyhow, right?
Well, you know, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I think she's just a tremendous, tremendous filly, so I'm okay with it.
Now, let me ask you this, Jerry. When do you start looking at the three-year-olds around the country, trying to put it together for your thoughts about the Kentucky Derby? Since you do sheets at Aqueduct and Santa Anita, the three-year-olds that are racing in those jurisdictions, I'm pretty sure you have covered. But what about the horses that maybe will run tomorrow at Oaklawn and other places? How do you start assessing?
Well, yeah, I try and keep an eye out for them and watch the races, those particularly those races. I don't watch all the races all over the country. But I, you know, I try and watch, you know, all the preps that I can see. But it's sort of an evolving thing. I guess I'm always looking at 2-year-olds to become three, who, you know,
right,
and looking at the form. I'm always looking at it to see stuff. And when I see somebody who really pops off the page at me, I mean, they're sort of already in there bouncing around for a few months, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
And so,
you know, one year I came up with Smarty Jones, and he won the Whirlaway in January at Aqueduct. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I said it to you like the next day on the show that I thought he was going to win me. Right. And, you know, I remember back, his name for the moment, but who liked somebody in December of the 2-year-old year for the Kentucky Derby, and he won. And, you know, that wasn't me. That was another professional handicapper who's, you know, your eye is there. You're looking all the time. You don't know when it's going to hit.
And so what you're saying is, unless you see a horse that really pops out to you, and you haven't seen one so far this year, have you?
No, I mean, he may have popped out to everybody else, but I have missed him.
I'm just asking you your opinion. None have popped out. Okay, good enough.
Right.
Let's get started with some picks. You got he had a reverse play yesterday.
Yeah, that actually worked out okay, except that it was a stupid, silly chalk that beat us. Yeah. We were at a good price.
Yeah, go, Aqueduct.
Let's go to the second race at Aqueduct. We're going 6.5. Steel Vengeance, the four horse, looks tremendous to me in the third race. Second race was in the slop. We'll just throw that out. I see some nice speed the first time out at Churchill. I think he's going to pop today. I like the 4 mm-hmm. over the 2.56, reverse 2.56 over the 4. But the 4, Steel Vengeance at 5-2. I'll go down as low as 3-2 on him.
Okay, you have a 9-5 favorite in that race. You're set at 5-2, so you might get within the realm of making the play there. In the second race, the 4, Steel Vengeance. The 4 link-ups are 2, 5, and 6 and reverse. The $2 ROI on the 4 in the second at Aqueduct. And Jonathan Dardoon came with a horse in the third race, so I guess I got another rolling double I could use. Your 4 in the second and his 2 horse in the third. I could do that, a little rolling double there at Aqueduct. All right.
That might be okay.
All right, let's go to San Anita.
As long as my horse is in an underway.
Let's go to San Anita.
Let's go to the 6th at Santa Anita. I named this one for my wife. I maybe shop till you drop. Tools.
I will stay silent on any comments on that one.
Actually, Bobby J is pretty good about the budget, but I thought I'd throw that crappy quip in. Anyway, the 6th furlongs sets up really well for shop till you drop. Again, we're repeating. This is a turf back to dirt. I really think the horse improved on a surface that she doesn't like. I really like her a lot. I'll take her down to 8-5. I'll take the 2 over the 3, 4, 7, 8. Small reverses, 3, 4, 7, 8 back over the 2. It's the 2, shop till you drop.
All right. Well, those who are playing the horse and live by that motto will need you to win to shop till they drop. So in the 6th race, you like the 2. Shop till you drop, the 2 horse over 3, 4, 7, 8, and reverse. And, of course, that at 7-2 on the morning line should hold a pretty good price in that race. Don't forget, Jerry J's power pages for all of Aqueduct and all of Santa Anita available right now today at jerryjspowerpage.com. Well, we wrap up another show on this Friday. Hope you out there stay warm and comfortable. Go enjoy the races today. Let's get some winners that pay something today. And as far as tomorrow, we'll be back with the big show tomorrow, 7 a.m. Say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.